What an interesting opportunity we have in the time where the virus has taken over the world, literally taken over the world. It's really hard to imagine, but I want to welcome all of you online today. Welcome you in Maple Valley, in Falls City, and all around the East Side. In fact, we have people in Hawaii who are tuned in to Church on the Ridge online virtual church. And I've got Kevin with me. Kevin, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to be a part of the first global edition of Church on the Ridge. So excited to be here.
Do we have people in Canada watching?
Maybe. Okay. International.
That's the only way we can go global is if we do the Canadian thing.
This is going to go well. I love it.
You know, we titled this series March Madness. Mm-hmm. And whoever thought it would be March Craziness.
Yeah, or March Sadness.
Yeah, because my Ducks will not be able to win the NCAA championship. Can I hear it from my Ducks? Anybody? Anybody?
I think this is the wrong crowd.
Okay. It's crazy in our world today, and you think about what's happened. I know many of you who are watching us, and those of you, thank you for coming and helping us out today for our gathering time. It's weird. You know, we're going to try this like this weekend. We're going to go week to week. We'll make a decision. We made a decision on Friday. It was really a difficult decision, but we want you to attend every week. If not in person, then we want you to attend virtually online. And again, I've got to say thank you to those of you. But don't miss. Don't just skip because, oh, okay, it's coronavirus. I can skip. No, engage. This is probably the most important time that you can engage when we're going through this season. I've had people ask me, is the CFG, is it still going to go on? Can the workers work? And let me assure each one of you that yes, the workers show up. I don't know why they can show up, but it may be the wind that's blowing through still because we don't have doors and windows on, so it blows the virus away. I'm not sure, but I'm thankful for those guys who are working. And I just got to say thank you to those of you who are part of our church. Each one of you who have given, who have supported, who have sacrificed to make Cornerstone Regeneration a reality, please continue to give because even as I was being facetious a bit, those men and women who are working out there need to get paid, and our support goes to fund, you know, and supply the need for that facility.
And you know what? One thing with this building too, the virus can't stop us from praying. And I know we're coming off a 40-day fast. We've been praying for this building. So thank you for participating in that. And let's continue to lift this building up until completion. We're going to pray this thing finished, and no coronavirus can stop us from praying, right?
That's right. Amen. And the other question is, are we going to have our family meeting? You're going to give us all the big news about what's happening with the facility. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know. We've thought about maybe doing it virtually, doing an online kind of thing. But if we do have a public meeting next weekend, then yes, we probably will have a family meeting of sorts. But please stay tuned to your email. I know we've been inundating you with emails, but this is an unprecedented time for us as well. So stay tuned.
Yeah, community group leaders, check your emails too. I've been sending you out resources about, hey, what can we do to continue meeting in our groups? Just because we may not feel comfortable being in person, there's other options. My group met with Zoom last week. You could do running partners.
I still use my Zoom. Some of my best music is on my Zoom.
Zoom. Yeah, thank you. What is Zoom?
Are you seriously? What, were you born like in the 90s?
So thank you for continuing to press on and meet our community groups. Really, that's where the connection is going to happen. We're going to learn this today as we're in this, and you're going to take this back to your group, and you're going to have great discussion. So however you do that, there's ways to do that. Let's not allow this to stop us meeting as groups.
You know, Kevin and church, spiritually, I don't know that I'm ready to say that it's time to be prophetic, but spiritually, I truly believe that this whole virus thing is a tool of the enemy. Something that he is using to spread fear and doubt and unbelief into the hearts of people, to get them to a place of panic where their world is turned upside down. And I love that verse in the Bible that says, what the enemy meant for evil, God turned around for good. Let me read it to you. It's on the screen behind me. It says, you plotted evil against me, but God turned it into good. Check this out. In order to preserve the lives of many. This is our opportunity, church, to preserve the lives of people who are in panic, people who are fear-filled. If we shine, if we allow faith to rise within us, we will not be affected by the fear and the panic that is happening all around us. And we will see the deliverance of the Lord. And people will look and go, what is different about these people that go to church? What is different about these people of faith? They are anchored in something that is stronger than the winds around us. You know, the scope of this is highly unusual for something this worldwide in my lifetime. It's highly unusual, and yours as well. But here's what's not unusual. Things that come unexpectedly. Things that hit us when we weren't looking. Things that knock us on our feet when we went, whoa, I thought I was going like this, and the cliff was right there in front of us. There's a time in the Bible when these religious people come to Jesus and they ask him a question. They say, hey, Jesus, what do I have to do to really live? I mean, you never know what's going to happen in life. And how do we hedge our bets? How do we really have life? And how do we even beat death? And Jesus says, well, you're kind of a religious guy. You read the Bible a little bit. What's it say to you? And he said, well, love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul. We have that verse up there. It's in Luke 10. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind. It's like, dive into God. Mm-hmm. Make him first place in your life. And then the guy says, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus is like, he was impressed. He goes, wow, you've answered rightly. Do that. Just do that, man. Be passionate. Be white hot for God and love the people around you, and you're going to live. You're going to beat the coronavirus. You're gonna beat death. And the guy trying to be a little bit like, hey, I'm better than this.
You know, I love it when people try to find loopholes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always a reason not to do it.
And he says, all right, well then who is my neighbor? You know, and it's kind of a funny question because if you live in a house, you know, anywhere, unless you're in a van down by the river, you can just look next door where your neighbor is. But Jesus goes, okay, let me tell you this story. And he tells a story of a certain man going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he says, and he fell among thieves. And he was beat, and he was stripped, and he was left half naked there on the side of the road, half dead. And pastor comes along, youth pastor.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a youth pastor. They're the worst.
Not our youth pastor.
No.
Pastor April is amazing. Our former youth pastor now?
Questionable. Amen. At most.
maybe not. No.
I love youth pastors, just so you know. And if you don't know who our church is, I was the youth pastor at Church in the Ridge, so it's funny. That's all I'm saying.
Pastor comes walking by, and he goes, oh, no. You know, Jay Inslee said we got to social distance ourselves and be 6 feet.
6 feet away.
And so I better not touch him because I don't want to, you know, break the law.
Yeah.
And he keeps walking. And not to be outdone, a church member comes by. And he sees him and says the same thing. Says, and he leaves him there, left him half dead. Then along comes a guy who's been out of the country for a long time, hasn't watched fake news.
The guy in the van down by the river.
And he sees him and he gets out of his car. He helps the guy, bandages him up, gives him his medicine, puts his own mask on him, gives him his whole roll of toilet paper, the whole deal, uh-huh. Takes care of the guy. And then he takes him to the hospital. And he says, look, I'll pay the bill. I don't know if the guy's got insurance or not. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Pays the guy. It was an amazing story. You know, it's why I'm in 4 community groups. I need people in my life, right? These people should never have been walking alone. So the first thing I want you to write down, if you're taking, how do we take notes online, Kevin?
Great question. Answered this last week
as well
online. Oh,
you got to use your Zoom again.
Got to use your Zoom. No, don't use a Zoom. Use our Church on the Ridge app. If you haven't got it, go download it. Click on the talk notes. It's all there. You can fill it in. Or get out a piece of paper in your home and write down what we're about to tell you. 2 options.
And if you like, you can fill out your connection card. If you haven't done it already, fill out your connection card. Drop it in the mail. In fact, because of the coronavirus, all mail is free for anything that you want to drop in the mail. It will go there automatically.
Crazy.
That's not true. But
and let me say this too. If you're online, we have online hosts who want to interact with you, be praying with you. So feel free to make a comment and say, hey, where do we find the notes? If you weren't listening, hey, I missed that. What did Kevin say to find the notes? Just type it. Ask the question. Make a comment. We'd love to interact with you on that way.
So point number 1. We need teammates. If we're going to play in the game, church is a team sport. this whole series, March Madness, is about the church of Jesus Christ being a team, being united, being connected together as one. And so the first thing we need is a teammate to walk with. You guys want to write that down? We need a teammate to walk with. This guy who was walking from Jerusalem to Jericho, he was walking alone. And you never know when you're going to fall among thieves. You never know when you're going to fall over a cliff. You never know when you're going to wake up and find out that you've got a virus. You've got something worse than a virus. And you need help. And you knew who else was walking alone?
The youth pastor.
The pastor was walking alone. And just think about what he would have been doing if he'd have had somebody else walking with him. If he would have had the church member who was walking alone.
Just wait 5 minutes. Wait for the church member to come with you.
I can tell you, I don't know if this is true about you guys, but just about every time I've gotten myself in trouble, I've done it by myself. When I've had other people with me, man, they're there to protect me, they're to watch out for me, and I end up usually doing the right thing.
Yeah, you up your own game because there's accountability there.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. I think if there's church members with me and they're going, oh, what's the pastor going to do? You know, I don't think I'm going to do some of the stuff that maybe I would have done with if they had not been there. And I mentioned earlier, I'm in 4 community groups. I have my men's group on Thursday morning. Ethan Benson and Bob Jeans and Ben Britton lead that group. And it's just a fantastic group. And those guys, man, we love hanging together. I'm in my couples group, our regular community group for Church on the Ridge on Sunday nights. On Wednesday mornings, I hang with my pastors in the valley. And we, you know, we laugh and cut up together and, you know, make fun of church jokes. And that's where we get all the good church jokes.
The gold mine right there.
Yes. And then on Mondays, we meet together as a leadership team.
Right.
Where we're able to walk with each other and spur each other along for good stuff. And doing things the way God wants us to. We all need teammates to walk with. Mm-hmm. This series, Church is a Team Sport, is so about how do we connect together. The social distancing thing I mentioned earlier is going to be, let me say this to you, and please hear this, is going to be a greater detriment to America than Corona, COVID-19, whatever this virus is. This social distancing will be a greater detriment to America than the virus will ever be. Loneliness and isolation is the killer of this society. Not the virus. People being forced now to separate themselves from others at a time when we need it the most. The biggest problem in America is not COVID-19. It's loneliness. I don't have anybody in my life. Mm-hmm. And now the enemy has given us a reason to separate ourselves. It's a huge mistake. Now, certainly, wash your hands. Take the necessary precautions. You know, if you sneeze, do it in a tissue and throw the tissue away. If you're sick, stay in bed, all those things. But can I tell you, more than ever, you need people. The enemy loves to isolate us. The enemy loves to get us alone. And God says, no, no, no. For your spiritual health, for your emotional health, for your physical health, you've got to be around other people. It was so hard for us. And you worked through this with us, Kevin, when we made the decision to cancel the weekend gathering.
Yeah.
That just tore us apart. And we struggled with it because these relationships are so important. And we are far better because of the relational contact. It has brought hope and life to hundreds of people. Can I read you guys an email?
Yeah.
This came to me just this week. I just wanted to say that it's because of Church on the Ridge that we are staying in the area. There are so many times when we have thought about moving, but we love our church family. We love our church family so much that it is truly keeping us here. Thank you for everything the volunteers do. Gives great call out to the volunteers that they do on a regular basis behind the scenes that we never see. It helps more than you will ever know. You know, you think about that. Many of you that serve and make a difference, shaking hands at the door when right now you can't shake hands at the door. You got to, what are we doing now?
Give the little wave sign.
We should do Eskimo kisses.
Elbows. Nose to nose.
It's different.
Hey, before it gets too weird, that email really reflects my heart too, because I completely agree with that. We'll go on family trips or vacations or even just go visit the in-laws, and I love my in-laws, but this is home. Yeah. And it's not the home that makes it home. It's that I come home and I know this is where my friends are. This is where my church family is. This is where we feel support. I remember when your son got married in Florida and my kids were, you know, about as far away from Washington as they could get. And they were feeling homesick and the time difference was throwing them off. But they went to the wedding, and there was a bunch of Church on the Ridge people there, and you and your family and other people, and all of a sudden they just kind of came alive again. And it wasn't the place, the location, it was our church family that they're like, oh, these are people I know that I'm loved by. And so this is completely true.
Great
story. This is good.
You know, studies have shown that people will live 5 to 6 years longer if they're connected in a faith-based community. 5 to 6 years, just life expectancy goes up significantly. You know, and I read things like that and I figure out I've got 20 to 24 more years of life.
Because you're for community.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Romans 12 says this. In the same way, we are many people, but in Christ, check this out, we are all one. You know, we're one together. We are parts of that body.
That's part of it, right there. Don't worry, I got it. It's my first time on stage.
And each part belongs to the others. Welcome to Church on the Ridge, folks. Virtual church online, right here, live.
So you know, that's me, not any tech people. They're doing a phenomenal job. So I don't know how to work a clip. Keep going. Romans 12.
You may not feel like it's necessary for you to be in community. You may not feel like it's needed. You may say, hey, I can handle it by myself. You may feel like you don't need to belong. But it is absolutely, absolutely necessary. God says to be a member of his family, to be on his team, in his community, in fellowship, is not optional. As your pastor, can I reaffirm that in you? If I could do it as strong as I possibly can, we need one another. Please don't social distance yourself forever. Let's connect together as Christ's family. Let me give you a couple benefits to this. The first one is safety. I already mentioned it, but Philippians 2 says, everyone should look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Can I ask you an honest question? Who's looking out for you? Who's looking out for you? Who's got your back? If you're not in a faith-based community, it's usually you've got to watch your back rather than recognize that somebody has your back. And I would hope that you would be looking out for the people in your community group, people in your church, and we as the church that God has put together would be watching out for the people around us. Ecclesiastes 4 says, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer, and three are even better. For a triple braided cord is not easily broken. You know, I bet that guy walking from Jerusalem to Jericho wished he would have followed Solomon's advice before he started out on that journey alone. Maybe you're not too concerned about your personal safety, right? We don't get, you know, beaten, stripped, and left half dead, you know, here on the east side very often. What about your financial safety? You know, the financial mistakes that I've made, I didn't run by other people. Mm-hmm. And have somebody telling me, hey, are you sure that's the investment you want to make?
Oh. Some of the great financial decisions I've made recently have just been from church members, not prying, but just asking questions. Hey, have you thought about this? Or have you looked at this? And when I do, I go, oh, they could be onto something, and I press in and ask more.
And this may sound weird, but I wish there were times that people would have pried. I wish I hadn't been so proud that I didn't allow people to pry, because I would be financially better off than I am today. You know, think about relational safety. You know, who looks in your life and says, don't sleep with him until you're married? That's going to hurt. You know, how many young people in your youth pastor days, and even now as you're counseling, you know, doing this thing that you look at and go, oh, don't do that, don't do that?
I mean, it's the same story, and I just finished the story for them. It's the same with the youth. It's the same for adults, and it's like, hey, you have a goal, and if we have different foundations, what are we doing together here?
Marital safety. In my community group, we can sit there and talk about our marriages and help each other out. And it's cheap counseling, right? Because we don't charge anything, right? Everybody together collectively, and people can see things that I can't see, and we can see things that other people can't see. And just those little helps just push people along and give them some support and encouragement. Career safety. You know, what happens when your boss is just ripping you a new one and you want to go punch him in the face? And
yeah, that would never happen here, though.
Not with you. There are others who... Yeah. You know, why don't you read that proverb?
Proverbs 28:26. A man is a fool to trust himself. so easily can we just distract ourselves and make excuses. I can pretty much justify anything that this is right if left by myself. But when you speak into my life or I have friends speaking into my life, they call me out. No, Kev, come on.
That's good. Proverbs 15 says, plans go wrong for too few counselors. So true. I love this next line. Many counselors bring success. Do you want to have success in your life? You want to have success in your marriage, in your home, with your kids? Get some more counselors.
Yeah.
Allow other people in your life. Don't do this team thing alone. This sport is a team sport. Why don't you talk about the second thing that walking together helps?
Yeah, being in a team, being together, it creates support. So I don't know if some of you are like me, but honestly, Thursday night, I went home and they announced that the schools were closed for 6 weeks. And I looked at my wife and I said, what are we going to do? Like, this is crazy. What we're not going to do is just have our kids watch TV for 6 weeks. And so, what I do is I bring out the whiteboard and I start making these plans. I go, okay, plan A, plan B, plan C. What are our options? And it's crazy because I got these all up on the whiteboard and I'm talking to my wife about it. And every single plan involved the church community that I was connected to. And it was a few phone calls later, and we have this plan that's going to work. We're going to do school for our kids, and it involves us interacting with three different Church on the Ridge families. And I went, wow, what would I do if I didn't have that?
Tell me what little Addison told you.
Little Addison, in seventh grader who goes to our church, she's babysitting for us on a Friday night, and we come home, and we're talking and giving a ride home, and she makes this comment. She said, I understand the situation that our church is in right now and really the community is in. So if you guys need babysitting, I'll do it for free. I'll do it for free just because I want to support you guys and what's going on right now. Blown away.
Way to go, Church on the Ridge. Way to go, youth leaders and student ministries, servants. Way to go, pouring into her life.
Parents that take time to teach her. Yeah, great job. I mean, to go against your own nature, let's make a buck off this time, right? Let's take advantage of the opportunity.
Which would have been my seventh graders.
Right.
Yes. Hey, number one, you need a teammate to walk with. Number two, you need a teammate to cry with. Peter puts it like this. You should be like one big happy family. Isn't that cool? Church on the Ridge, can we be one big happy family? Doesn't that everybody dream of that? It says, full of sympathy towards each other, loving one another with tender and humble hearts. Paul writes this. He says, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. You never know when you're going to find yourself in that ditch. And there's not a thing somebody else can do about it. Jeff and April and I just came back from Seth Peterson's memorial, a celebration of life. And he's a young man, three kids at home. Each one of them wondering now what's going to happen. They're just trying to figure out their world. And they're saying, thank you to a room full of people, and many of them from Church on the Ridge. And I was just so impressed with our community that we had people there. We'd say, hey, we love you. What happens when your home loses a family member? What happens when you just want to curl up in that fetal position and never get out of bed and you're in that dark place? The crazy thing is, a lot of times, nothing will change the outcome. Nobody can change the circumstances around that. You can't bring them back to life. You can't take away the loss. But how wonderful it is when somebody will crawl down in that hole with you, we'll climb into that bed with you and just lay there, curled up next to you, say, hey, you're not alone. You're not alone. I believe much of the Samaritan's help was simply showing up, being willing to get in that ditch and get into that mess. Jesus said these profound words. He says, if you love each other, if you're really going to be one big happy family, if we really are going to be the church, even if we're doing it virtually online, if you love each other, everyone will know that you're my follower. It's not how much Bible we know. It's not how many nice scriptures we can quote to somebody. It's how willing we are to get into their pain.
And that right there is probably some of the best advice I got when I was just coming on staff here and trying to figure things out. And I'd be going to the hospital to visit a student or visiting people, is just to step into the mess. And you don't know what to say. I mean, in the back of your mind, you go, okay, I know to point them to Jesus. That's the answer. But I mean, honestly, just being there and being present and the ministry of being present is being right there in the mess with them. That's what it means to be in community and loving one another. And that's honestly what they'll remember. They won't remember the words we say, but hey, you were there when I needed you.
You need a teammate to walk with. You need a teammate to cry with. You need a teammate to win with, because God's got us in a game. And this game is not just to have fun playing the game. It is a game to win. Jesus is a winner. The church is a winner. And he has called us to be winners. And you love winners, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a bit competitive, so I like to win.
And my Ducks may not win the NCAA now that the March, what'd you call it?
March Sadness.
March Sadness, yeah. Yes. But it doesn't mean we cannot win at this church thing. And no matter what coronavirus throws at us, no matter we can't do church, we can't meet together as a church group, we can still win this game. Yeah. And God has given us the rules of the game. He's given us the marching orders. Our coach has left us with the game plan. Matthew 28, he says, when Jesus came near, he spoke to them. See, he wasn't worried about social distancing. He came near.
Right there.
He says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Take that, government. So whenever, wherever you go, I'm sorry, I'm just...
Just read the scripture.
Okay. wherever you go, make disciples. Yeah. Make followers. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why I mentioned last week, if you were here or you were here online, I talked about it's a group of baptized believers. That's the mandate that God has given us. That is what Coach has left us with, to get baptized, to go all in for Christ, to teach them to obey everything that I've commanded them. And he says, remember, I'm with you always, even to the end of time. And we may be coming to the end of time. You know, Jesus talked about pestilence and disease and famine around the world. And we may be in that time, but we don't have to fear, because on the team, if we're going to work on this team, we got to know that we're working with Christ Jesus. The power of Christ is in us, right? COVID-19, plague, whatever there is, it doesn't matter. Here's what the Bible says. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. This virus is in the world. We have someone greater. We're on a team where we win because the Spirit of God is in us. I love the way the New Living Translation puts it. It says, but you belong to God, my children, and have defeated false prophets. That's fake news right there. All the lies on the internet, all the stuff, all the hype that's going on out there. Oh no, it's going to be the worst apocalypse thing. All a bunch of false prophets just to spread fear, doubt, and unbelief in people. It says, because you have the Spirit in you, and it's more powerful than the Spirit, look at that little s, than in those who belong to the world. Christ Jesus lives in you and I. We don't have to fear. And in the next chapter, he writes, for every child of God defeats this evil world. If you're a child of God this morning, do you know what? The Bible says you win. You defeat the evil world. And how do we achieve that, Kevin?
We love the Lord our God. With all our heart, with all our soul, with all our minds.
And we do it by faith.
We do it by faith.
Through faith, by saying, God, I will trust you. God, in the midst of whatever I hear on the news, and I'm not listening to bad news anymore. I'm listening to good news. The first 7 minutes of my day, forget Fox, forget CNN, forget what else is out there. I'm going to spend it with God, because I need to know, God, Coach, what have you got for me today? Because I want to fulfill your will, and I want to do it with somebody else. So I'm doing it with Christ. Started with Jesus. And the second thing I do, I don't do it alone. I got to do it with you. I got to do it with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Ephesians 4 says, Christ in every way, he is the head, he's the coach. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. You catch that? Underline that in your Bible. You're his special part. Are you doing his work, or have you hidden back? Have you said, I'm not going to get in the game until the virus is over, until we can get back to church and, you know, do church for real. Then I'll start. No. You have a place. Why? So the whole body can grow and be healthy and full of love. A happy family connected together that the world looks at and says, wow, I want to be on that team. God, put me on that team. How do I get to be a part of that family? Jesus, when he sent people out all through the Bible, the whole Bible, you see Jesus sending people out together, doing it on a team. In Luke chapter 10, he says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out, not alone, but two by two, to every town and every place that they would go. Don't go this alone. go out with somebody else. Kevin, talk to us about that. What does it mean to be on a team here at Church on the Ridge?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we hear these verses and we think, that makes sense, that's one of, but how do we practically walk that out? And so I think of like a football team, right? So here we are. If you've crossed the line of faith and you made Jesus king, then you are you're a Christian. You're part of a team, right?
Team Jesus, right?
Team
there.
Jesus, baby. That's right. But then we kind of begin to break this team down, and you have offense, defense, special teams, and our local church, Church on the Ridge, we would play a part of that team. So maybe we're the defense.
Sure.
Okay, and you go, okay, that's where I'm called to be.
SBA is offense.
There's my skill set.
North Bend Community Church is another part of the offense.
Sure.
Cheerleaders. I don't know. Sorry.
So let's just stick with us being defense.
Okay.
So yeah, we're the defense, and you go, okay, that's my local church. And we have a huge part of this game to play as being part of Team Jesus. Like, if the defense isn't working, if everyone isn't operating and doing what they need to do on each play, then we're going to get ran all over. So you take that and you start breaking that defense down into these position sets. Maybe
Hang on. If you're on the defensive squad, you got to be a member of the squad. Folks, if you're not a member of Church on the Ridge, a formal member, why not? What is keeping you from joining the team? It's one thing to watch the team from the sides. One thing to say that you're on Team Jesus. It's another thing, you don't just have a little, you wear the coat. And you
You imagine going, I play football. Okay, what position do you play? Sometimes I'm running back, sometimes I'm linebacker, sometimes I'm the punter. It's like, you don't see very many NFL players that operating in that gift set. You go, no, let's commit and get really good at what we do and join a group of people. So you're right, yeah, formal membership at Church on the Ridge.
So you can email Kevin, you can email me, we'll get you, we'll help you become a member of the church. And then we want you to become a member of a special team.
Yep, so within that team, the defense, right, we have these skill sets. So these are the people you train with, these are the people you're working out with, these are the people you're running plays with. And so this is our community group. These are the guys you're going into the gym with and you're practicing. So every week, or four times a week for you, every week you're in your community group, and they're the guys who are sharpening each other and going, hey, did you do what you said you're going to do? Did you do the reps that you said you're going to do? Did you put in the work that you said you're going to put the work into? And then we talk about how do we get better and how we're going to apply this into our own lives. So, man, if we're not part of a community group, we're not practicing, we're not training, we're not getting better, we're not sharpening. So it is essential that we're part of all three of these teams, right? The larger team, the defensive part of the local church, and then let's get involved with people who are going to make us stronger and better at what we do.
If you're not in a community group, we would love to get you in, especially this time during the virus season. We've got to get you connected. This social distancing thing, we're going to be in groups that are much less than 250. A community group is about 8 to 14 people.
Yep.
And if you need to sit, 6 feet apart, figure it out. I'm sure you can do it. I love this. First Peter says, open your homes to each other. Share your food without complaining. You know, show up. Oh, it's a community group. Don't complain. Share your home. Open your home. If you want to open your home, I'm sure we could make you a leader in our community group system, right?
Yeah. And this is one of the things I think is attacked the most, just like we're seeing today, the isolation and the separation. It's always a fight because we're tired and it's like, I don't want to go to community group tonight. But then if you overcome that and you show up, you're always glad that you did, because you're building those friendships and you're getting stronger and you're growing in your faith.
So let's close. In Galatians 6, it says, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people close to us, to the community of faith. In this season of coronavirus, Kevin, share with us some of the ideas, or how are you going to communicate those ideas to us that you put together so that we really can be the church? Because people need somebody to look to. And I believe Church on the Ridge should be a leader, not a follower. The Church of Jesus Christ should be leading through this crisis.
Yeah, so two things that have come to mind right away and has been really just phenomenal seeing our church is, one, hearing stories from our community groups about how people are helping one another. The childcare crisis I was talking about in my own family, right? It's the people we met in community group that are bailing us out and helping us out. And so those groups are working. And that's why we say, hey, if you're not part of it, get a part of one. Get connected there. But the second thing is this. I'm going to be sending out an email here shortly. And on it, it's just say, guys, if you're part of Church on the Ridge, let's be the church. Let's be the church. Let's get off our donkeys. It's going to take some time and some effort to actually serve one another. But let's have the community look at us and go, there's a church that actually takes care of their own.
Yeah.
And so when you get that email, there's kind of two responses, really, what I'm looking for. The first is you're humble enough to say, you know what, I actually could need some help. There is a need. I can't get my groceries because I'm quarantined. I can't figure out this childcare thing. My kids are going crazy. I need it out. Whatever it may be. So let us know. Let us know those needs. The second response is going to be, hey, I've got this figured out. At least I have a plan right now. Here's how I can help. I can take on one more child. I can go make these runs. I can go fill some of these needs. And so I want to receive these emails, and then myself and my team, we're going to get these emails. We're going to start connecting the church. Right? A lot of you are already doing this naturally. Keep doing that naturally. But for those of you who feel like, man, I'm a bit more isolated, get these emails into me. Just email Kevin at Church on the Ridge. Like I said, you'll get mine. And we'll start connecting people to be the church. And I think it's going to be one of these things that the community is going to look at and go, wow, they actually care about each other.
Yeah, it's good. The biggest thing that we're going to ask from you is to make a commitment to the team. Where are you at with Jesus? Have you made him the captain of your life? Is he the coach? Is he the one calling the shots? Are you still trying to run your own life? You make him first place. You do that by making a commitment and then going through the waters of baptism. If you haven't done that yet, let us know. I was going to say put it on your connection card, but...
fill it out on your app, on your connection card.
Yeah. The second thing is join a church. Join a local church. Become a part of it. If Church on the Ridge is your local church, then join us. Become a part. Say, hey, I'm making a commitment to this is my church family. I'm not going to be a fair weather church person and jump around this church, this church, this church. No, this is my church home. And I'll be here as long as God has me here. And so become a member. And then the third thing is, if you're going to be a member here, you've got to be in a community group. You've got to join a small group. A lot of the stuff that Kevin talked about in this email, how we can support one another, happens naturally in our community groups. And we have people who are watching our back. We have people that we're walking with. We have people that we're winning the game with. And we have people that will cry with us when we're alone and broken and hurting. And so let me encourage you. One of these three things. Do you need to give your life to Christ? Do you need to join the church? Do you need to become a part of a community group? Let me read you a couple of scriptures. And we're done. 2 Timothy says, for the Holy Spirit, God's gift, does not want you to be afraid of people. Don't be afraid. Oh, no, that looks like they may have the cough. They may have the croup. They may have something. No, don't be afraid. But to be wise and strong. Use wisdom, but be strong. And he's talking about be strong in faith. And he says, and to love them and enjoy being with them. Don't make this a weird deal. Be one of those people that says, you know, I'm not weirded out by it. I'm not stupid, but I'm not weirded out by it. I'm going to be... a person who has faith in Christ, and my anchor is in him. And then I like this one. Let's finish with the verse. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And let's love our neighbor as ourself. Kevin, can you pray for us?
Yeah. Father, I thank you for this time this morning to meet together wherever we're at. And I pray all around that you'd be speaking to our hearts and that we wouldn't just hear, but we would do something about what you've asked us to do. We'd make that commitment to each other, to serve, to love, to be a part of the team, to be a part of your team, to give our life to you, Lord, and to follow you. So Lord, in this season of not knowing what's next, let us be a church that puts our hope in you and that loves one another. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you, church. And remember, be a part of your community group this week. Don't neglect your small group. Be a part of that. Encourage one another, support one another, and let's make it a great week. And we'll be talking to you next weekend. We'll let you know if we're going to be meeting publicly or not. All right? God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us, everyone, in our church online experience. It's been so much fun to connect and go through this with you. If you have any feedback or any thoughts or different things that you want to tell us, let us know. You can do it on your connection card, or you can send us an email at churchontheridge.org. But we're really excited to be able to do this. We're going to take this week by week. So next week, maybe we will be able to meet in person. We don't know yet, but we want to do what's best, not only for ourselves as a church, but for you guys as well, and be able to do this as a whole community because we're all in this together. And it's so cool that not only are we into this together, but God is in this with us. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we can't wait to experience what God has for us again next week. God bless and goodbye.